Our next presentation is entitled Subsurface Property Issues, and the speaker who's speaking on this topic today is a true expert on that particular topic. Professor Joseph A. Schremer is an oil and gas law professor at the University of New Mexico School of Law. He's a co-author of Oil and Gas Law, Cases and Materials, and has written extensively on the particular issue that we're talking about today, subsurface property issues and rights. And his latest articles on the subject are specifically, it's entitled A Unifying Doctrine of Subsurface Property Rights in the Harvard Environmental Law Review from dated 2022, last year. And this year, he's publishing an article entitled Subsurface Trespass, Private Remedies and Public Regulation in the Nebraska Law Review later this year. So we are lucky to have him on this particular topic here this morning. Professor.
Howdy, folks. You know, I've been in Texas for 24 hours and no one has said howdy to me. So I thought I'd take the bull by the horns. I started to wonder if I was accidentally in Oklahoma or something. Before we get into the nuts and bolts of this, I want to prepare you for basically what we're doing. This is a case law update of sorts. But it's a specific one, not to Texas, but to the topic of what I'm calling subsurface property. So let's all get on the same page about what I mean by subsurface property. Well, it's an umbrella term. It clearly would include your traditional oil and gas law principles about ownership of oil and gas resources in a common source of supply. So you can bring in everything you know about the rule of capture and the doctrine of correlative rights and the doctrine of waste and the doctrine of subsurface trespass, and that would be all part of the family of subsurface property. But it also includes a developing area of law that draws from all of those oil and gas principles, but that we have not previously thought about as its own sort of subfield of law, and that pertains to pore space. So subsurface porosity, who owns it is one question. What are the extent of your property rights in porosity if you do own it? What would constitute a wrongful interference with another's property rights and porosity? The same sorts of questions that we have been answering in the oil and gas world about the oil and gas resource for a really long time are starting to be asked with greater frequency, not about oil and gas, but about the porosity where we find it. And the primary driver of this, I think, is something that Professor Anderson talked a bit about in his first presentation. It's something that I was just in Louisiana for their Mineral Law Institute, and the lawyers there are really excited about this, but it's carbon sequestration. The federal government has injected, so to speak, a huge amount of money in the form of the 45Q tax credit for those who can manage to stuff a bunch of carbon dioxide underground for permanent retention. Suddenly, this activity, which I think has been technically feasible for some time now, is now economically interesting. And I know a lot of lawyers in New Mexico and Kansas, and especially in Louisiana, who are starting to get questions from landowners, oil and gas operators, and companies interested in harnessing this technology to get the tax credit about all of the types of issues that we're going to talk about in this case law update. So I don't know if it's come to Texas. I don't get to Texas as often as I like. But to the extent that it hasn't, it is coming. So what I've done is looked in the last roughly 2 years across the country for cases that fall in this umbrella area of law, subsurface property, and tried to organize them in the paper and in this presentation as touching on four distinct subsurface property issues or topics. And this isn't to say that there aren't more issues or more topics pertinent to this developing area of law, but these are the four that we have recent cases about. And so we'll sort of go down the list, talk about the cases, and try to pull out at a high level the basic principles that that would govern in future kinds of controversies.